저기요.
스시 주세요. 짠.
짠.
Welcome back to the Pocha playlist. Did everyone BTS butter it up this weekend?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's so good, guys.
I like Dynamite more.
Really? I like Butter more.
You like Butter more?
It's more of like a summer bop.
It beat like every YouTube record ever. Yeah. It beat
really?
Dynamite, like everything. What is it at now? What's the count?
Last time I saw it was like 160 maybe?
Oh my All right, gosh. So by now it's probably
mil?
200.
Mil?
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Mil.
Yeah.
Dude, we can't
yeah.
Even,
they look crazy. Really good. Damn. Yeah, Brandon's been very obsessed with V recently.
I want to do his hair.
Do it.
Like, is that why your hair hanging it out?
Yeah, why is your hair all like all over the place?
I was wearing a hat. I was at the gym.
Bro,
does it kind of look like...
Yeah, I like it. I like the bangs.
Well, Terry doesn't... Last time I told Terry I was going to do this cool hairstyle, I ended up shaving my own head. So I went in the complete opposite direction.
I remember that.
But I do want to do that hair. I think I need a permit, though.
It's been very exponential, Brandon's love of V. Like, last week, it was just like, oh, he's good looking. He's the best one. And then throughout this week, it's just gotten to a point where he has like pictures of V on his phone. And
dude,
he's like
oh
contemplating
that
buying like,
so
a, like a poster of him and like putting
he's
in
God.
Her bedroom.
I think he's better than any Korean actor too. Man's is
show.
What?
He has my heart.
There must have been like a music video or like something, some performance where you're like, whoa, and like got obsessed with it. Which one was it?
I just like his hair.
I think it's just gradual, like because like we don't know BTS that well, right? Like we've only recently started getting really into them, so we watched like the Game Caterers show, and then we were like, oh, so he's the quail egg challenge guy, oh, he's the domino challenge guy. That's how we originally knew them. And then as we started watching more, we're like, oh, that guy's name is like RM, that guy's name is like Jin, whatever. And now it's like Brandon's like, oh, V, that's V in that music video. That's V in that music video. That's V in that
music
video.
Put on a performance. I'll find V.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Exactly. He's been watching like fan cams. Like I was showering yesterday, came out, he's watching V fan cams by himself. Like it's an obsession.
Man's the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that label is killing it because, dude, my favorite song right now, or both our favorite songs, is by Enhypen, which is the island group.
Oh, yeah,
they put
out
their album. It's called Drunk Dazed. That's the song.
Drunken Dazed,
that one, and then
Fever.
Really those two songs are my favorite right now.
Drunken Dazed, are they even old enough to drink?
Dude,
they're not.
Wait, hold on. So we were watching the music video, and we're like,
we can do something.
You know, maybe they're not drunk on alcohol. Maybe they're drunk in love.
Yes.
Well, the music video is kind of sus. I'll let everyone make their own decision, but like, this starts out with a girl that gets invited to a party, and they
of course
someone's dripping something in the drinks, like that's all I'm gonna say.
Things get a little hazy,
everyone's a little drunk and dazed, you know?
You're right, I don't think they're even drinking age. Some of them are like 16 years old.
That's very true.
What is the drinking age in Korea?
18, I think.
It's probably 18.
I think it's 18.
18 here, so 19 there, I think.
18 here. It's 21 here, Terry.
No, because I know they can't drink in high school.
Terry's like, not for me.
They're not
what?
In high school.
It's 21?
Wait, what?
They can't drink in high school.
Yeah.
But they can drink like in college.
I'm
assuming it's 18.
I think it's 18.
Yeah.
All right. Did you watch anything?
No.
Nice. Did you watch anything?
Why are you
answering it like that?
Because I got nothing.
Jerry, give us something good, please.
Dude, I got nothing for you, too.
Oh, damn.
No! There's a Mickey Mouse in here.
Oh, we did watch what? We watched Kingdom. We've been watching Kingdom. But there's a freaking song. Everyone needs to go listen to it. They did.
Are you?
Yeah, they
did
love poems.
I sent it to you.
On that note, I was like, oh, Brandon was like, oh, I need to send this to Terry right now. And I was like, oh, did Terry respond? Brandon was like, no, Terry's ignoring me again.
And I was like, no, I sent it through Slack. I know he doesn't check Slack.
Okay, it's okay. You don't have to defend him.
I know
fine.
When he answers and doesn't answer, okay?
But it's so good. It's like they did like a three-way harmony of that song, and I think it's freaking magical. Like, I love it. Everyone go listen to it.
I haven't heard the original, but.
Yeah, the original is great too, but.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
You know, in the calendar, the last 12 months, I found out about two people, IU and BTS. So
and Running Man. Running
Man. That's
Running
true. Brandon's so late. To
I'm
this
very
game.
Late. Please forgive me.
Just keep growing your hair out, though. I really want
to
see it.
Well, I'm gonna.
Can you color it? Can you color it?
Yeah, I'm gonna try
color.
To get it blonde. Ooh, there's a stylist
like
I've gone to.
No, his isn't
really
blonde.
Good.
It's like a.
No,
like
he has to bleach it, and then you have to add the color back in.
And you gotta do that thing that Jenny. Gets mad about.
Mm-hmm, yes. You gotta tone it.
Dude, if you make me look like...
Tone it.
What do we call him?
Oh, Punk?
Yeah,
blonde punk in don't make me look like that. Well, then that's when you like buzz your hair, and then you'll look like him.
Do you think Brandon will look good blonde? Like,
let me lose type. Like 15 pounds of
now
fat,
that I'm
and then I'll look
about
good.
It. Brandon has very dark facial hair, so oh, it'd be a
so
very
then he would look like
contrast.
The comedian.
Well, that
look
like I'll look like that. Like
yeah,
a
yeah.
Yeah.
I can see Brandon right now with this hairstyle being a blonde.
It wouldn't be terrible.
Just a fun note on that. Do you know what his fan group is called? Chungshin Byungje.
I was gonna say something else. Oh wow, that's so him.
What does that mean?
Just means like the crazy people or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Crazy stupid people.
Yeah. I see.
All right, Jenny, Terry, today's the day.
Mouse finale.
Oh wow.
Are we going right into
Annie,
it?
Can you edit the song into this section?
And he doesn't know what you're talking about because he hasn't watched a series at all.
And he watched every episode of the finale or of the season.
No, oh yeah,
he just hasn't talked about it.
Because I don't care about it.
He wants to keep his opinions inside.
Yeah, that's true. He's been very quiet.
All right.
Excited.
Cheers.
Mouse finale, guys. It was a wild fucking ride, but we made it. And I'm very proud of us for finishing this show because I didn't think we were. Honestly, we talked about dropping it pretty much every other week until last week. We were contemplating not even finish the finale, but it happened.
It was good.
Honestly, it was good. It wrapped everything up. The scene starts with Lee Seung-gi confronting the politician lady. That's how like episode 19 ended. And she's like, you know, basically tells him like, yep, everything you're thinking is true. Like, we organized this whole thing. Like, we've been watching you and Doctor. Like, you guys were lab rats from beginning. Just kill me because my mission is to like pass the bill to kill all of the kids with the whatever gene. But Lee Seung-gi's like, you know what? Nope, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm better than you. And he leaves her there. Mooch obviously sneaks into the house. And he's like, whose house is this? He's walking around. And then he sees
pictures,
the
right?
Pictures of every single person involved in the whole thing. Just perfectly laid out. And he's like, okay. And then he goes and he finds the lady like tied up. And he's like, all right, I'm going to try to do something about this.
I think we need to go. I think I like this finale because they really did listen to our podcast and answer all of our questions. So
basically, Jenny's right about everything,
yeah,
everything since
true.
The beginning.
Yep,
everything.
Exactly.
But one of the big answers that we get that we've been asking is, what was that envelope that Daniel gave into car? And
yes.
We figure it out,
it was
finally.
The names?
It was a list of names of the kids with the genes.
Yep.
And so that's, and she gives it to that girl. So that's how those two kids were picked.
Yep, how Lee Seung-gi and the doctor are picked.
Dude, but Mooch straight up, like, all the evidence, not only a beautiful family portrait of everyone.
Yeah.
He checks the first drawer, has, like, the priest, like...
The necklace, the ring,
and,
like,
everything.
You're like, bro...
Yeah.
At least try to hide the evidence.
Yeah, right? It's all there. It's like they wanted him to find it at this point. But basically, Mooch finds her and he like takes her in and they're like detaining her for questioning. At the same time, Bong-yi, we just kind of talk about how this girl is quite useless at the end of the drama. She basically gets taken by Lee Seung-gi and put into a room because he's worried that, you know, whatever, Oz is gonna like mess with her. She wakes up and she's like, I still need to go kill Lee Seung-gi. She finds him outside, corners him, and she's just, no technical skill set involved. She's just brandishing her knife trying to stab him, and he's just like dodging, and she's like falling into the sand, and we're like, Bong-yi, like, what are you trying to do? Finally, he like, she's like on top of him, she's gonna stab him, and then she's like, I feel bad. And then she stops and walks away.
And then good old Mooch shows up right after.
Yeah. And then Mooch is like, you thought you was done, Lee Seung-gi? Like, I'm here. You got to pay now. And he's about to shoot him. And Sherlock comes and knocks Mooch out again.
I thought that whole scene didn't need to happen because there was no...
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened.
I mean, it was just, I don't know, closure, I guess.
Yeah. Is a knife, like, the best weapon? If you're... like smaller female trying to attack a guy, wouldn't you like try to at least get, I mean, you already failed like 3-4 times with a knife thing.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Get some like pepper spray, like a big pipe. I don't know.
Yeah, like come up with a game plan, right? Like think it through a little bit, you know, like, all right, I'm gonna pepper spray him and then knock him down and then stab him, like give it a couple steps, right?
Can you get like a stun gun in Korea?
Is that okay? Like a taser?
Yeah.
Isn't that what police
pepper
use?
Spray.
I don't know. She can't get a gun, so that's out of the question.
I have, like, this weird thing where, in, you know how in movies, they always just hit you over the head or hit you in the face and you get knocked out for hours. Yeah. I feel like that's not how it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that in real life.
I watch UFC every week. I've seen hundreds of thousands of TKOs and KOs. Yeah. They wake up
like 30
in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
They're dazed when they wake up, but they wake up. And like Mooch gets hit over the head so hard that he falls asleep all night and wakes up the following morning.
Yeah.
That man is irreversible brain damage.
He's got brain damage.
He needs a lobe. He needs another lobe as well.
What about the sleeper ones? How long do those knock you out if you get
the same.
I think that's different if you like get roofied or something or like you
No,
get,
I don't think we're talking about that. We're not talking about that.
Whoa. And he woke up and
you mean like chokehold and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you hold it too long, you die. But if you do it and then someone stops you, I mean, they
wake up like a minute.
Is it a thing where, like, in UFC, they wake you up versus in, you know, in Mooch's case, he just got knocked out and everyone's like, all right, leave him there.
You know? Tie him up. He's not going to wake up when you move his arms.
But the first thing that touches you, you wake up.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll try it, Jenny. I don't know.
Okay, sounds good.
Sorry, please continue. I just hate when they do that.
Yeah, that's true. But when Mooch wakes up, he finds out that his plan failed and Isengi has turned himself in to the police and he's like, I am the Seven Sins killer, but like, this other shit is going on. It's not just me. Like, there's a lot that's going on.
I felt bad when we see Hanguk's mom there.
Oh yeah,
she had it rough.
Oh, for sure. I mean, all the victims.
However many years was the time jump? Like 2 years. She was. Remember, she was passing out flowers. Like, where is my son?
Yeah. She.
It turns out it was the cop that she thought was helping her the whole time.
Yeah, right. Sucks. Yeah. I mean, when he was getting escorted after he like confessed, like all the victims' family were like yelling at him. They're like, "How could you? How could you?"
I mean, not only that. Remember Mooch when he finally puts together this fucking genius, and he's like. He literally tells Isengi, like, let me be a good brother to you. Like, I couldn't be for my brother. Yeah. And
the biggest betrayal.
And he brings the chapche and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It turns out he was the one that cut him open and put, like, rocks in his belly.
Yeah,
and
isn't that fucked up? Anyways. Yeah. But you know what's weird about the show is Isengi now has a conscience, right? So he just feels bad for everything he does. So you can't hate him as much as you want to, you know? Because you're just like, oh, but he feels bad about everything. And now he's trying to make everything right. But like before, he was just so despicable. It's like, ugh, just an annoying feeling. But Isengi at the police place, like he finally gets to talk to Headhunter's wife. Like she comes clean about everything. And I want to know what you guys think about Headhunter's wife. Like this whole series, well, I guess in the last couple episodes, everyone's telling Headhunter wife, like, you are no better than anyone else. Like you took those two kids, you swapped the two kids, you like raised a normal person, like, as like a headhunter's son, and then you didn't do anything about the other kid that you knew was crazy. Like, do you guys blame her for everything she's done? Do you think she's fucked up?
She first of all stopped him from killing his brother, him being Isengi, and then he goes and tells the mom, like, hey, we made an agreement to whatever.
Be careful, you might need to kill your kid.
If you're asking, like, is it moral for two moms to then swap babies, I mean, that's a different discussion. Like, whose choice is that, I guess? So I don't know.
I feel like everyone in the show is just like, she is just as worse as the worst people because of what she did.
But if you made an agreement with the other mom and you both agree to swap kids, and then you raise that kid as your own kid, so he is Headhunter's kid, and you never tell him about the other birth family. I mean, that's the whole discussion, I guess.
That's true.
Dude, that's pretty wild. Just that sentence you said, like, hey, you want to like switch kids?
This one came out. Like, can I have yours? Like, and if there's it's like school issues? Lunch in elementary school. Like, yo, you want to trade this PB&J for your chicken tenders?
But if you don't like it, just throw it away.
Literally.
just toss it. And don't tell anybody about it.
Be cool.
But Headhunter's wife does tell, you know, Isengi about everything, and eventually she does commit suicide because she's like, I just can't live on like this.
Which I didn't think she was gonna actually do it.
I thought she was, though. I'm really? Like, what is she, I mean, I don't want to say like, what does she have to live for at this point? But it's like, I don't know, like, she just has so many regrets, and literally everyone in her life hates her. Everyone remaining in her life hates her, so
pretty much.
And anyway, so that's her like tie up.
There's a good closed loop on the doctor, Johan. I mean, I think they finally clear him.
Mm-hmm. His name is cleared completely.
We get all the flashbacks. Everything makes sense. Mm-hmm. The whole relationship.
He's just a good guy.
He's just a really good guy.
Not just good. He was a genius.
He was a genius guy who just wanted to help, and he had a kid, and he didn't even know about it.
His only fault was meaning Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel is the villain.
Daniel is for sure.
Daniel is the reason everything Amel started is because he did his little research assignment and was like, I think that babies with this gene should die.
And then he made a list and handed it to this woman.
This crazy politician woman.
Lady. Yeah. Now, I guess Oz. You could make the argument. I mean, obviously, the whole thing was Headhunter who murdered his sister to start this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know how they go through the backstory of everyone in Oz? Mm-hmm. Every single member who is a part of Oz had a horrible murder that affected them.
Yeah, which is why they joined.
Yeah, everyone's MO is like, I don't want this to ever happen to anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do think it's great the way that they revealed that Doctor was innocent is that they got Isengi's aunt and basically told her to go on to Sherlock's show. And that was like the bombshell reveal to the whole world. And I thought it was kind of crazy at the end of that when Sherlock was like, I knew of this. Like, I am also one of the perpetrators. Yeah. Like, you guys need to arrest me. And she goes to jail. I was like, wow, I was not expecting that, like, from Mouse. But
we finally get the reunion with the Fafa.
That was sweet.
He was like, let me put the cuffs on my daughter.
Yeah, he was like, let me do it.
Oh, I thought you meant the other reunion. I was like, oh, that was sweet.
we'll get to that reunion.
Okay. Wait, which reunion?
The other father-son.
Oh. The other
father. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a long finale,
that was nice.
Guys.
I mean, I forgot what answer she gave when he was like, what took you so long? What did he
I think she was like, I felt bad that I left my brother. I think the brother died. I don't know exactly what it was, but she was like, I just couldn't
because he hurt his foot and he was like,
oh, yeah, yeah. And he was like left in the woods. But yeah, and she was just like, I just felt so guilty. Like, I couldn't bear to be happy, which is fair. Like, you know, she just harbored that guilt for such a long time, which is unfortunate because she shouldn't have. Like, it wasn't her fault.
But. So once again, Daniel got his tentacles into her. And so they both used Isengi.
Yeah. Really? That word? Okay.
Guy's like a squid, you know. But that's why she has to turn herself in. She's like, I am an accomplice to all the murders that Isengi did as of like the last couple months. So she's like, I deserve a punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And she serves her time and her kid gets to grow
with her family, which I thought that was sweet. Like, I'm really glad they did that because now the mom and the dad, like, they have another kid they're raising.
Well, the mom miraculously just gets so much better.
I thought she died, like, from last episode. She got hit by a car. And I guess she's fine.
And she doesn't have the Alzheimer's thing or anything.
I guess it closed the loop for her, you know? Like, she was looking for a daughter and she found it. So she was like, oh, I'm good now, you know?
I'm 100 now.
Yeah, I guess. I'm complete. So that was sweet. And then, everyone goes to jail. And then Isengi goes to jail. And then this is the other father-son reunion. So Isengi goes to jail and he meets up with his old buddy. What was his name? Chikuk. And he's like, buddy.
Chikuk died.
No, wait.
Chikuk was the other.
Wait, who's the guy then? Oh, fuck. I thought that was Chikuk.
No, he has a different name.
Chikuk got stabbed.
Oh, shit. You're right. Like, you're right. Crazy. Oh, he got a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, is that his other buddy then?
He's the other buddy. It was the other buddy.
Okay. Yeah. So he meets the other buddy. He's like, let me put you in on a plan.
First of all, come in here.
Yeah. And then we're going to do a little play right
here. A little dance.
Yeah. We're going to make them think that we're fighting. But let me tell you, I'm going to kill Headhunter. So when the time is right, you need to let me into his place.
I have a problem with that. I mean, obviously not a problem with what he did, but that guy, that cop should get in trouble. You can't let prisoners into each other's cells like that.
Yeah,
because it's very obvious. He's standing right outside, so everyone else is going to come. He's like, why did you let this happen? He's going to be like, I don't know.
I
accidentally pressed the button.
I was chasing after him. He was too fast. Yeah. And then I accidentally pressed the other button. He just went in.
But he fulfills his promise, Isengi. Mm-hmm. He says, I need to do a couple things before I turn myself in or I die or whatever. He's like, one of the things is I'm going to do what you always wanted to do.
Mooch, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to kill Headhunter for you. And I think that's what Sherlock had planned the whole time because she literally says, like, I'm going to have... you're going to die in a very horrible way that you'll never imagine.
Right,
and that's Headhunter's offspring who he values as his is like killing him.
Yeah.
Because he thought, he's like, I've been, you know, Headhunter's like, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah, that's right.
He's like, come here, boy, let me give you a hug. He's like, I already know how we're going to escape together and we're going to just wreak havoc. And then, of course, he stabs him. So I think that was like the biggest, most hurtful thing for him.
For Headhunter, that's true.
And
Headhunter had a whole plan laid out. And
Isengi
was like, nope.
The Headhunter got beheaded.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Wait, did he get beheaded?
Mm-hmm. No, didn't
that,
he just...
That was the news. It says Headhunter has been beheaded.
Oh, you're right.
Oh. wow, that's full circle.
Yeah, very full circle.
Put in a snowman.
Yeah. Anyways, well, Yusinki does that. You know, he's nothing bad really happens to him. He's still just in jail. I guess they're just trying to like finish him off, which I thought was weird. They were like, oh, we're going to like give him his like death sentence. But I was like, I thought Headhunter had a death sentence, but he's been alive for like.
No, there's people even here like just because you get a death sentence doesn't mean it gets carried out right away.
Oh,
like there's people on death row who just wait for whatever reason for that long.
I see. That makes sense.
That now Headhunter's is really long, but.
Yeah.
Are you just part, you just join the wait list? Or like, if you do something really bad, can you like
jump ahead? Like, electric chair that day or something?
Well, that's the problem, because it's like, he still is in Gen Pop with everyone else. He just wears a different uniform.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's already on death row, so it's like, what more could you do to him? He kind of can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
there,
that's
which
true.
Which he kind of does, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. He has like books and stuff. Yeah,
he's just like scheming.
Yeah.
Swapping lobes on mice in jail.
Yeah. Am I in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Yusinki does that. He, I guess, gets his closure with Mooch. Freaking Mooch is such a softie. So Yusinki and Mooch meet, right? And Mooch is like, I hate you for what you did. And Yusinki's like, yeah, but can you like donate all my belongings? And Mooch is like, no. And he does. And Yusinki's like, can you bring Bongi? Like, I need to talk to her. Mooch is like, what the fuck? You want to talk to Bongi, Yusinki? You're not going to bring her. And next scene is Mooch talking to Bongi. Like,
cut to Bongi.
Yeah. Like, can you go meet Yusinki? I think he wants to see you. Yeah.
What do you guys think about Isengi's final demise? Like
his death?
I guess no one predicted it, but he kind of just drifts off.
Well, I think we all kind of assumed that he was going to die. But this was kind of depressing. I think you had a really good idea. Like last week, you were like, he's going to like save Bong Yi and die like very majestically. But he
or watching it, I updated it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think he's going to let Bong Yi kill him. But he says a good line. He's like, I don't want you to kill me because then I don't want you to become a murderer.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes sense.
Which is fair.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I thought his little, like, his dream of, you know, talking to his younger self, like, oh, yeah, you know, you're no longer a monster because you have a lobe now.
And then they die.
And then he dies. And I was like,
yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
It was very, like, I don't want to say, like, a beautiful ending, but I feel like that's what they were going for. Just kind of like.
It's a pitiful ending. It's like, what else could you really do? And Mooch does go and visit his grave and stuff.
That's true. Mooch is the best.
But I think the last thing we need to talk about, he becomes an egg carton.
Yes, egg man. He sells eggs to send Bongi to college.
Full circle.
Oh, Mooch. Mooch is the best guy. I'm just glad that he is alive and he's selling eggs. Good
selling
for him.
Eggs.
Yep.
That should make more just being a detective, but okay.
You know, I don't think he needs that stress. His liver can't handle him being a detective anymore.
Yeah.
He was drunk half the time.
Yeah, very
I think we covered everything. We wrapped everything up. The show did a good job, honestly. I think the last three episodes, it kind of got my attention again. I think it was like a U. Like it kind of went down and then it went back up. So it was good. We'll rank it.
At the end.
I would give this for finales that we've seen, you know, on Pocha playlist, I actually put this finale episode alone pretty high.
Yeah.
Because usually the finales are bad.
You know what I love? I love that the end of the finale was still Mooch with that gray scene. Like that song playing. I freaking love that they did that. Like that's me. I was like, great finale. Well, great ending.
Again, full circle, because Terry said it a couple episodes ago, and he's like, I thought Mooch was the main character, and now he's getting a back seat, but they brought him back.
Yeah. They were like,
right back at
Mooch.
The end.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was good. I wouldn't.
It was fine.
I feel like you could watch the beginning, skip probably half the middle, and then watch the end. Like, that would
watch
be.
Watch every
fine.
Other episode, and you'll be good.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was good for Mouse.
Wow, guys. We finally
we did it.
We're done.
It's 20 episodes of Mouse.
Yeah. Wait, how many months did this take? 20 episodes.
It was 2 a week, but they took 2 week, two breaks.
Yeah, two. I don't know.
By the way, there's 2 extra special episodes after the finale.
That's, I heard that. We're not going to recap that, listeners, but you can watch that if you are very curious. I hope that it's good for you.
All right, we did it. We'll finally put on the rankings.
Yep.
All right, that wraps up Mouse. Let's get into Youth of May, episodes 5 and 6.
Woo!
Cheers!
Cool. So Youth of May, episodes 5 and 6. So basically, I just want to ask, like, how do you guys feel about, like, this engagement?
Oh, the engagement.
Like, they're engaged, but then they're just, like, dating? Like,
Not everyone gets married because they love each other. Yes. It happens. It's a transaction.
So I think it's a very political arrangement, and I...
It's arranged marriage, basically.
Yeah, like, yeah. I understand it, and I feel like the only reason I'm okay with, like, Troy and Gabrielle, like, kind of dating on the side is because you know that there's no love between Troy and Sharpay, right?
Yeah.
And the sister's been cool with it.
Sister. But they're just, like, doing
it not a little, the sister, sorry. Like, Sharpay's been cool with it.
Yeah, 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 more or less.
Literally, like, hang out with your wife, or, I mean, your, like, fiance, like, during the day and just at night. He's just going on dates.
Yeah, yeah. I do kind of feel annoyed that they made Gabriella like the other woman. I'm like, this is their love like story, you know? Yeah. Like, why is she the one that has to like hide around? Like, they should be the ones that's like, what you mean, know,
she went
everything.
In lieu of the second girl.
I know, but she likes is the other him, woman. But she likes
should we call
him.
Her side chick from that one?
No, yeah.
I think
no,
she's
no.
a side chick.
She's for not. Sure. They're the main loves.
But, just talk about the best quote. I think the dad...
Brandon Coach was very Bolton. Motivated by this.
He says, like, fucking blanking.
He was like, just know that even if you're married, you're still allowed to see other women.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to mention that, too.
Yeah, and then Brandon was like, not even the room, but he heard it like from the bathroom. He was like yes! Yes, I agree! That's a great quote! I was like what? What?
No. Like mid pee, he's like, oh
yeah, like it hit him deep. He was like, yes.
What?
No, we all know that's not okay. Yeah, but it just goes to show his mindset, because even he has mistresses and whatever. But it kind of covers, like, you know, back then and for the politics of it. This really is a transaction marriage type thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not about love. It's just about.
So he's like, dude, like, I don't care what you do on your side. Just do this marriage for our families, and we'll get into that because I think families are trying to screw over families. But you know, he's like, you can be with that other girl. Just do it, you know, smart. Don't be secret.
Yeah.
Don't run off on your engagement party night with her and have half the people there see you do that.
Yeah, that was dumb.
So not subtle.
So not subtle.
I mean,
right?
Just like, to talk about Sharpay, she's not. I don't think she's upset that he's going around, because I don't think she likes him that much yet. Her issue was like. Dude, my older brother and like people that I work with are all coming up to me and saying
she works with, like, aka or, the anti-communist protest.
Or like, why is your soon-to-be husband sneaking around? She's like, how do you think that makes me
with
look?
Your best friend?
Yeah, like that makes me look really bad, even though that is the case, and I'm cool with it. It's kind of shameful. You should be more secretive or whatever. Like, I get that. She didn't approach it like.
But at the
like
same
him.
Time, she's a bitch.
Right? She's a fake friend.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not defending. I'm just saying part, I think
for that
she's
part,
okay.
Yes, I agree too.
The part that I hate her for is how she does not put her money where her mouth is. We see the flashback with the high school and all
the
that
protest
stuff.
Like, basically, Gabriella took the fall this whole time because like Sharpay and her wanted to like protest something, and then obviously because Gabriella's the poor one, they just put everything on her, and then that's why she has so many issues with the dad, because after that happened, the dad came and was like. Just like, don't do anything. Just like, always say yes. Just like, take the blame, take the blame, because like, we can't like afford it, you know?
You can't do anything.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, that like pisses me off so much.
Well, it was Sharpay's idea. She's like, I have an idea to get your priest out. Do you want to join me? Mm-hmm. And then at the end, it was only her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know.
Even
I
the just, other kids knew. They're like,
and then freaking Sharpay's little crocodile tears. She's like, oh no, like my friend got taken. I was like,
her what?
Fuck you.
Yeah, her crocodile tears, like fake tears.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then she, like, at the end of the episode, too, she's like, oh, were you actually my friend the whole time? Like, it's just like
I was like, bitch. What, dude? Like,
she's like, it must have been hard for you to be a fake friend this whole time.
Right? Yeah, I was like, who's a fake friend here? And then the very, I mean, we're skipping all over the place, but at the very end, I guess, like, the brother, so Ryan basically told his dad, like, we need to call off their engagement because Troy has another woman. And then basically Coach Bolton, the dad, and the brother were all in the room. And then Sharpay walks back in and they're like, did you know that Troy had another woman? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh,
they,
God.
They know that she knows, though.
Yeah, but then like her saying that basically puts her out of harm's way and then puts all the blame on Gabriella.
Yep.
It's just so frustrating.
That was the ending, right, to six?
It was, yeah.
While the other two are just like making out.
Yeah.
They're making out. And then now.
She's got kidnapped.
Coach Bolton has no choice, right? Because he was expecting Sharpay to be like, oh, no, I knew. Because he knows she knew.
Yeah.
But now I literally said like, oh, now she's going to have to disappear. And the dad's going to be the one to do it. Yeah. And sure enough, she gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you guys think about Ryan and Troy's
Gabriella?
Meeting?
Oh
yeah, that was interesting. Oh, where they're like doing drinks together? Yeah.
Dude, that's a lie. They cannot drink that many bottles.
How many? I didn't even see.
Was it a lot? Like,
there was like
six,
eight.
Seven? Oh, that
much? There was like a lot.
Mooch get out drink.
I think Brandon can do it.
Four each?
Yeah, 4 each. That's not
4 each per 4 person. 4 each.
I've seen 20. Mooch drink 8 by himself. So.
Yeah. You know what I thought was fun though? They still had the blue Jinro bottles, like, but in the 1980s. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cute.
But
I think the brother, he handled it kind of weird.
Oh, he's a little poop.
He's a little.
Yeah, I was gonna say
too.
the main guy had a good line. He's like, you know, is this for you or is this for?
Because he knows that. Yeah, I think he likes her too.
What's the problem here? Is it with me or is it with the girl?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of understand what Ryan's telling Troy, because he's like, dude, you can't just do what you do and expect no consequences. Yeah, like, there are consequences for your actions. Mm-hmm. And then Troy was like, well, I don't care about consequences. I just want to live without regrets. And it's like, well, that's when consequences like start happening, you know?
I agree with how he approaches saying, oh, there's consequences to this. Yeah. But I think the brother should have approached it differently of like, kind of like, oh, dude, it's Sharpay. Is that her name?
Yeah, Sharpay.
Yeah, Sharpay. She should have done things better. Like, he needs to confront her about what's happening.
Yeah. Well, he thinks that Sharpay is totally in love with Troy, though. So I think as a brother, he's like, my sister loves her fiance, and he's the one that's shady going behind her back with the girl I like, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I think that's also like a Sharpay thing, too. Because
that's what
everyone thinks. Because why wouldn't a normal person think that?
Yeah, that's true. Like, why wouldn't my sister love her boyfriend or fiance? Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the whole thing about Sharpay is she just doesn't own up to anything. No. But she acts like she's
the victim
fighting.
Of everything.
Yeah, she has like this big victim complex.
No, she doesn't own up to anything, but she acts like you're the victim.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I feel like it hit a spot for Andy. Yeah, he was about to sip his drink, and then he stopped
I'm just tearing up right now. What's her name?
Sharpay.
What's her name? who hurt you?
No.
Andy saw the good bathroom for a little bit.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about that? The double date with the Troy and
the brother,
best friend.
Dude, there's a line I was gonna say. So when they're in the bus scene, and then the brother, Troy was all like, you know, when you eat something sweet, and then
he thought about the toothache thing.
Because Jenny mentioned it like last week. She's like, when you eat something sweet,
it's
like
I tried using it. I tried using that, but it didn't
come
out right.
In what context?
On who?
Yeah, what?
To her.
To me? When?
Oh.
I don't remember.
Okay.
All right, forget that.
You did not
I tried using it in a sentence. Came out very weird.
Okay.
But we can see based on that like double date, those two kids, the runners, runner one and runner two, they're for sure going to be like best buddies.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. They were so cute.
Speaking,
I thought it was cute.
Speaking about those kids, I thought a really good scene, and we're talking about mistresses and all that stuff. K-pop runner. Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah, K-pop
on the topic
runner.
Of mistresses.
Yeah, K-pop runner. Mm-hmm. So I thought, as I guess society would probably think naturally, the oldest kid is the original
main.
Born,
yeah.
And then the
yeah.
younger kid is the mistress, and mm-hmm. that's what they make fun of him for.
Yeah.
Technically, mm-hmm. the oldest kid is the mistress,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. then his wife is the girl, and he has that breakdown. And
yeah.
I just like the main character because nothing shakes him. He's very composed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just such... He's very kind-hearted to the point mm-hmm. where it's almost naive sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, you're right. You are the original, you know, not original
you're the,
kid, but...
You're
what's
the firstborn son.
Yeah, and I am the mistress's mm-hmm. kid.
Like, don't worry. Don't
I think
worry.
Everything he's been doing, too, has been pretty straightforward. Like, during the engagement, too, he's trying to keep it right because the family is the one that wants to do this engagement. And he's like, okay, I have no other choice, but I want to keep this straight.
Yeah.
So he puts it off for Sharpay to be like, oh, you should probably tell your family.
But you can't trust Sharpay with that.
Yeah, and then so basically he was like, okay, I'm going to do it because you told me to keep this engagement going on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I want to like do things too.
Yeah.
I put both of them at fault though. It's like
for sure.
Sharpay has her ship, but you know, like we said, he needs to understand the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Think about who his dad is.
Yeah.
And I know he knows who his dad is because he uses it. He's like, well, I'm the son of this guy. Mm-hmm. Do you really want to cause a scene?
And I mean,
out
his dad
here?
Slaps him too.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
his
oh,
dad.
Oh, we
is
talk
just
about
abusive.
That slap too. Did that first slap? That was like a little touch to the
that
face. That was like a little.
That was weak.
Yeah.
No, but you
what?
Know what's so cute about him is the next day when Sharpay comes and confronts him. He's like, oh, can you slap this side? Like it hurts. Like nothing kind of phases him out in public, but he's
true.
Not understanding he's a kid too.
Yeah.
I don't think he realizes, like,
yeah, like he's very young.
Yo,
like,
people disappear back then. Yeah. You know, it's not 2020. Like,
that's true. Like, you need to protect this person that you care about, because if your dad finds out, then she's screwed, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because it's his dad. So he's like, I know my dad's a bad person, but he's not going to hurt the woman I love, because that's still my dad. Or, like, as a kid, you think your parents, like, look out for you. Nah, but
he knows his dad is a ruthless guy.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
You guys sound like you guys really like this drama. I do like the quote, though. I do want to say my favorite quote when, you know, they're, like, about to run off in slow-mo, smiling.
Oh, yeah, the running into the sunset, very La La Land style.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't want my mate to be without you, Hiteshi. Yes. I was like, oh, my gosh. She looked good there. Andy was probably like, oh.
Yeah, Andy was sooning. Andy doesn't remember that line. He just remembers her.
But her running in slow-mo.
Yeah, that was cute, though. And then the fact that she wore the shoes he bought her into that thing, which I think also... So the brother, Ryan, freaked out or was, like, pissed off because she didn't wear the shoes that he bought her.
Yeah.
But, like, the shoes that he bought her were these, like, ugly, like, blue heels.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty ugly, too.
And then, like, she's wearing a pink dress. And I was like, what? Did you think she was going to wear those two things
That was the fashion in the 80s, though. Let's be real.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably, 80s
bubblegum.
You know? Yeah, very, very spring colors.
I guess. But I was like, her heel choice was better.
Terry, you know that in Korean culture...
Wasn't the heel choice... Wasn't Troy... Didn't Troy buy
those shoes? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Terry, you know one of the Korean stereotypes or whatever? It's men
buy them shoes, they'll run away.
Men aren't supposed to buy women's shoes
because
the women's going to wear the shoes and run away. Sure enough, homegirl wore those shoes right to the main guy.
Tippity-tapped.
Although he technically bought her shoes, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Those shoes led her back to him, though. Ooh.
Ooh. I know there was some criticism like a couple weeks ago when we first started this, like, you know, they like each other, but they can't like each other. Mm-hmm. And I just want to watch it for a love story. I mean, Andy or Terry, has this gotten any better for you guys?
That's the thing that I'm still getting scared about. Like, especially episode 6, especially when she gets kidnapped. It's okay, now we can see there's going to be, they're getting too fuddled together with this engagement thing. Mm-hmm. Both families are getting kind of like into it.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like hiding away. And then there's this impending thing like, oh, she's leaving in like 2 weeks now. And then now her dad is basically telling her, oh, you can't be doing this anymore too.
Yeah.
So we have these like problems coming along with just, they just can't be together because of all the circumstances. But at the same time, we see this chemistry. They work so well together.
Yeah. They want to spend May together.
So, Bets, do you think that she leaves?
Well, now we're making the bet already.
Yeah. Bet. Do you think that she leaves or she stays?
I think she leaves and it's going to be a time jump.
Do you think she leaves still?
I think based on the preview too, I think he's going to be like, oh, please let her go to Germany and I would never talk to her again.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that's like his part of the deal would be like, just let her go. And and then there'll be a time jump and then they see each other like 4 or 5 years later.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think when I say she leaves, it's like by choice. Yeah. I think she's going somewhere. It's not going to be by her own accord. Mm-hmm. And there is going to be a time jump. And whether she comes back to him or he goes and finds her, I think they will.
I think what happens is she'll come back after the government has been settled down. Because they talked about like, there's this one scene where they say, oh, do you think the government will be like this for the next 5 years and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And based on history, we know that like Korea becomes more democratic. Mm-hmm. So like after the things start settling down, then she comes back.
What'd you say? Nice.
Dude, just,
I'm killing it.
Yeah, he's killing it, but it's also like making us look better than the last couple of reviews.
Yeah, the one where we were like, communism? Is Korea communist? Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I actually really like that.
Did you know North Korea is called the Democratic Peoples of Korea?
I do know that because when I was flying to Korea, I put down the Democratic Republic of Korea thinking that was South Korea. And then when I was getting my visa, they're like, why are you flying to North Korea? And I was like, I'm not trying to. They're like, well, you fucking marked it. So yeah, I do know that.
Yeah. And then my only other predict is we talked about it the first episode, those bones in the ground.
Yes.
It's very sad. Oh, yeah. But
drop that one.
Yeah. I think that's going to be Sharpay. I think she's going to finally put
not
her...
Gabriella.
No, I think it's Sharpay.
You said it was Gabriella.
No, I think Sharpay. I think she's finally going to put her money where her mouth is. And I think she's going to...
And die?
She's gonna go full in protest, and there's gonna be, I think there's like gonna be a huge riot that happens warrior style, and warrior season 2 style. But I think some people are gonna die, and I think she's gonna be one of them.
So you think that was like a foreshadow as opposed to a past event, an episode?
I think it's foreshadowed.
I think it's a foreshadow.
No, yeah. I don't think it's her, because I think for it to be the first scene, I feel like it has to be the main.
Also, it was a skeleton bones too. Right? Like, does yeah. it, is it so bones take a while to decompose and everything? So, oh, like,
Andy coming out here prepared. Sure. Got forensic scientist Andy.
So that's
got to
be like 10 years because he's been sitting there for a while.
I think this is a perfect bet. So, okay, so I say Sharpay. Mm-hmm. Who or you, Terry?
I think it's just the past.
I say Gabriella.
Gabriella?
I think wow. Gabriella too. Gabriella.
That's what I thought. You think she's going to die? No, there's no way they're going to
I think she's going to die because there was a person that was looking at it and he seemed very sad.
And I'm pretty sure that's the main guy.
That's Troy.
Because I think on paper, that's his wife.
Oh, I'm so sad now.
Wait.
Because it's...
Oh.
I think on paper, that's his wife, and they're going to find the bones. They're going to contact him, be like, hey, your wife is here. And then the happy endings... happy in air quotes.
It's
like
the Sharpay dies.
Yeah, like Gabriella.
Oh,
dies. Gabriella.
Oh, happy ending. Whatever. Happy ending.
Oh, and then Gabriella swoops in.
Yeah, yeah.
Takes over Sharpay's
finally
name, identity.
Finally sees her opportunity.
But I think the... I think the bones are Sharpay. She, because I can tell, I feel like she's getting.
Bones?
Yeah. No, I feel like she's getting a lot of guilt from like the other people.
Sure.
Like, you were the one that gave that guy up and stuff, and now even her friend is saying, you know, even in high school you did that to me. I think it's gonna catch up to her.
Oh yeah, plus she has that one guy that's part of that protest that she has a thing for, right?
Yeah,
the one that like,
more like
gave
the
her
guy
deliver.
Has a thing for him.
Oh yeah, for her.
For her, and I think she's starting to like him.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So we have our bets in. So you really think, Andy, it was just bones and no,
in
it's
past.
No one important.
You thought it meant nothing.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was just it's gonna be something to do with the factory, like. The dad knew like something, or like, and they're just gonna screw up the factory or something.
Could be
like
dad's
that.
Bones
I don't
too.
Know. That's
why don't you go with dad's bones,
or maybe the mom's bones?
Who's the mom?
They said it was a woman's. Yeah. It was a woman's bones, right?
Maybe he buried his mom, Troy's mom, at the factory or something.
Know. Oh god! Now we're getting into wild territory. Yeah,
it's turning into mouse.
So it's already episode 6, and we find out that by episode 2, she was supposed to be leaving to Germany, and it's already episode 6, and this is Youth of May. This whole thing
May's
takes place.
May's almost over.
This May's almost over. So like, what's happening? You know?
Yeah. The pacing of this drama has actually been pretty good. Mm-hmm. I actually do appreciate it. It's not like too dragged on. I was getting kind of annoyed because it was this back and forth between Troy and Gabrielle. Like, oh, I like you, but I can't like you. I like you, I can't like you. But this last two episodes was like, okay, it's just happening. Like, we're going.
Yeah. Is this a 16 upper?
I think so.
I'm scared though. Like, just the impending doom that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of doom.
I think that's a great segue.
That's
Ooh,
great segue.
Dude, you summoned Mjörmann.
He's here.
All right. We have our bets in for Youth of May. I really like this drama, but since...
Why are you looking up plane tickets in North Korea, dude?
Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, all right? All right, Andy, you summoned Mjörmann. Let's talk about Doom at Your Service, episode 3 and 4.
Episode 3 and 4.
Cheers!
Episode 3 starts with Doom, and I'm gonna call her Bubblegum because Park Bogum sounds like bubblegum.
Oh,
she's
not
like,
Park Bogum. Bo-Young?
Park Bo-Young.
Bo-Young.
Got the name wrong, buddy, but you're close. I'm still with you on the bubblegum, though.
It's same vibe.
Same vibe.
And she's cute, so she's a little bubblegum.
Yep.
Yeah, they start to live together, and we can see that they share a living room and everything. So every single time they open a door, they're together. Actually, it's not even a door. It's the wall's gone, basically.
Dude, like, yeah, that's a strange set.
It's
right?
Just like Goblin, man. Remember they all moved into the house together?
I would want that. Like, if I was living with somebody, I would be very down to have, like, two very
merging your apartment?
Separate like aesthetics merged together.
Oh.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's kind of like our apartment, I guess.
And you're okay with having like the smaller space while his is like 10 times bigger.
I would want the spaces to be equal, but like I'm down for like different aesthetics, you know, like I want mine cozier.
Two kitchens,
and
it's not even separated
to look like a dungeon.
She
know?
Slept in his bed.
That's true. But they slept on top of the covers. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Someone on the Vicky Time comment said that. Someone literally wrote, why are they on top of the covers and why are they both wearing socks?
And then someone said, well, that's when you know shit's about to go down.
Socks on the bed, bro?
Yeah, because you don't want to take off the socks.
Yeah, exactly.
You leave them socks on.
And then we see that the Doom, I'm going to just call him Doom, and the brother, they meet, and then they have a little drink off. They're like, who's this guy in this room and everything? And then the Bubblegum explains that, oh, he's just here to protect me from the ex-boyfriend, mm-hmm. basically. And they have a little drink off, and obviously the brother just gets drunk so fast.
Yeah, that was just weird.
It's not even a tolerance thing. Doom can't get drunk.
He can't get drunk.
And he can read minds.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sleep or eat.
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's a vampire.
He just hears everyone.
Is that a thing, though? You know, like, you know, when you meet like your brother-in-law or your sister-in-law, or your, I guess for guys, your brother-in-law, you have a little drink off. You know, like we saw that in Youth of May. They had a little drink off together.
I feel like
here, there's a little drink off right here, too.
I have a feeling that Jenny's Korean men...
Jenny's dad tried to haze me.
No, he didn't.
But you tried to haze my dad.
I think I won. Okay, sorry, what were you going to say?
No, but I do feel like Korean men have a thing where it's like, if I drink more than you, I'm considered like superior. Do you guys feel that? Like, there's
Terry,
like a thing.
Is that a thing?
Well, you think your dad was bad. Can you imagine if when Terry has a daughter and the daughter brings home a little Korean boy, do Terry but wear a tank top and just... flex on him.
Just gonna lift like
just
a
general bit. Bottles on the table. Why don't you have a seat here, young man? Let me have a word with you.
I'm pretty sure I'd be like, hey, let's meet at the gym, and Uncle Andy and Uncle Brandon are gonna be like,
open the garage door.
Bad boy style.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's just bad like bad boys that you get the whole crew together at the door.
Yeah.
Like, what time are you gonna bring her home? You can bring her home by 5. Like,
Anyways,
I forgot where we were going with this, but yes, I think drink off. I do feel like that's a Korean guy thing. Like, they have like a complex with that.
Complex of drinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, this episodes 3 and 4, not too much went on. I feel like, but
nothing went on, Andy.
I don't know. I was kind of bored. But we do find out that Bubblegum finds out that she met Doom before.
Yes, that was a big thing.
And that's it's an ongoing thing. I think like Doom said he erased her memory or something. Do you remember when Doom's talking to the little girl, and then
God?
Is that the girl? The little girl?
The short hair girl's God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's actually like God.
Yeah, you say it with respect, Amy.
Yeah. Okay. Capital G on that one.
Okay. God.
It's God.
Capital G. I was like, who is this girl? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, so she is God, and her whole thing is that she lives in the body of like a sick girl, and then she kind of like feels the pain of humans. And and I guess the history part is that like Doom was at someone's funeral and he was like crying his eyes out over this person.
He said
who
it was
died.
His mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom.
He's probably lying though. Yeah. I think he's probably lying.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't tell. Like, I can't gauge it yet. But then that's where Bubblegum meets him, is she was at the same funeral for her family, and then she saw him cry. She's like, damn, this man's crying
but
real hard.
While Doom was talking to God though, God was like, oh, are you gonna correct her memory or something like that? Because I think it sounded like Doom erased her memory or something of the incident. And that's why, like, when God touched her, like her memory kind of came back. Like, oh, I think I saw Doom before. Mm-hmm. I think Doom erased that memory or something.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's definitely more to unpack there. So we'll see where that one goes. I don't know what God and Doom's deal is. Like, it seems like she's trying to, like, teach him a lesson, but I can't figure out what that is. And I can't figure out...
It sounds like she's trying to mess with him, right?
Yeah.
Because of the bracelet thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, she was trying to take the bracelet or something. And I don't know. Like, that whole storyline is a little bit confusing to me. I don't really know what's happening.
Which we also see that the bracelet's also very important, too. Because God wants to take the bracelet. And then Doom's like, oh shit, don't have anyone touch this bracelet. Because apparently that's, like, something's going on there.
It's, like, their fate that's tied together.
Like, a contract, their fate, or, like, something.
I thought the bracelet was supposed to keep her safe, though.
It keeps her like pain free.
But it's some. I think there's something more than that. It's like maybe it's like Doom gave her like a portion of himself to her or whatever to keep her. And then like if someone takes that bracelet, kind of like I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can see that.
The thing is, I mean, Doom's literally saying, the main girl Bubblegum is saying, "I'm gonna love you." And Doom's whole thing is, "No one can love me. Mm-hmm. They only either
hate me or
he says
wish.
Like either
they want
me
or
they
hate me."
Yeah.
Gigi Bong.
Nice.
Yeah. And we see that also at the end of episode 3, she was like, oh, okay. She starts to break down and then she jumps off the rooftop. And then he was trying to like make her hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically just saves her. It's like, okay, clearly something's going on.
Yeah. So the whole contract is very weird. So it sounds like she needs to doom the earth within 100
days.
Let's
clear up this contract.
She needs, so she originally had made a wish to bring Doom upon this world, and that was when Doom originally heard it. He was like, oh, I can do that for you. And now she's like, no, I don't want that. And so he's like, okay, well, I'm going to give you 100 pain-free days because you're going to die in 100 days anyways. I'll give you 100 pain-free days and you have to wish doom upon the earth. And if you don't do that, then the person that you love the most dies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he keeps saying, that's your brother.
Yeah, and then at that point, that's going to be her brother. And then she realized that, like, well, if I wish doom upon the world, then my brother's going to die either way. Mm-hmm. Because if I wish doom, like,
when they say the world, is it really like the world?
Like, the world. I think she just has to wish for something bad to happen.
It's not like you're starting Armageddon or anything.
I thought that's what she meant.
We see that.
I think it's like, something small.
We also see that Doom can't kill him. He can't die too, right? Because he tried to like shoot himself with a gun.
Doom can't die,
right? And so I think that's why she's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna love you.
Yeah.
And so
if to kill you,
basically. Yeah.
Solid plan. So solid.
Because she wrote it out.
Yeah.
You know, she had the bullet pointed. She had the arrows. Mm-hmm. She had the arrows pointing.
She drew a circle and she said, "Person who dies, I love Doom." Like figured it out.
Venn diagram. Doom.
Yes, exactly.
Since we're talking about love, should we get into the friend and the whole love history that she has with all the other people?
The writer and team leader.
I guess team leader. We're calling him what? Dracula or something? Or just call him team leader.
That's mean.
I was the one that came up with that.
Dude.
He does have very vampy vibes.
You came up with that idea.
We can just call him team leader for now, and then
call him Dracula.
Throw me under the bus over here.
Ryder Ani, she is like, she's just like this brave chick who really liked this one guy from her high school, and then she, I guess she confessed to that guy. Which, oh my god, can we talk about that?
The painter.
Yeah, the painter from Run On.
Run On.
Yeah.
Good looking man's.
Wait, but the funny thing is, like, so before she confesses, she's like, I need to get drunk. And she jumps over the fence. And then there's, like, tiny little bubble gum in her giant hoodie. And she's, like, the alcohol plug.
It's like in a game when you go to the merchant to get stuff. Yeah. She has a hood on. She's like, what do you need?
What do you want? What do you need? She has alcohol and, like,
slang and beer.
Yeah, I thought that was so hilarious.
Cute. She's a little kid right there. Right?
But she only gave her one beer can. Yeah, one beer. Unless there's more in the bag.
No, I think there was a couple in the bag.
Okay, yeah, okay. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if you got drunk off one beer, because you know, like, when you're 18, you drink one beer, you're gonna get drunk.
Yeah, well, she was fucked up, and then she went to the other dormitory and was like, she went to her first love guy, and she was like, I like you, but it sounds like it never went anywhere, and they never even like kissed or anything.
Well, that's what we think.
Yeah.
No, I thought the first kiss was him.
Well,
was,
no, the no, first
the Dracula was first.
Oh, yeah. First kiss was and Dracula, so, but first love
first
is that
love
guy.
Confession was that guy. Yeah.
Yes,
and they lived together.
And, yeah, that's the funny part is that Dracula and the first love, they both lived together. And I think first love's kind of a player. Are you guys getting that kind
of
F boy
vibe?
Yeah,
a little bit like that too.
I had a question. Does he
cut Dracula and the first love? Aren't they brothers?
Oh, I heard young, but I was just assuming that
everyone's
was like,
a young crew.
Yeah, that was,
no,
like,
I don't
know
think
they're brother.
They don't look alike at all. That's a stretch.
I mean,
like,
not everyone can look like Dracula if they want. Yeah, you're chosen.
Yeah, that's true.
Not, okay, like, I'm sure he wants to, but like, I thought they were brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell. You might be right though.
Also, do you remember in the story when she like they're talking about Dracula, team leader, and Ryder? They meet, and he's like, "Oh, I think. Do you actually think?" The guy would run away every single time the girl confesses. I think she's writing her own personal experience where I feel like maybe she's writing what he did to her or something. Or like,
I think so too. Like she has a sore spot in her heart about that whole first love situation. Mm-hmm. And I think team leads mentioned that he kissed her because he felt bad for her.
Yeah. Well, okay. He didn't say that to her. He said that to Bubblegum.
Bubblegum,
We don't know. We're assuming he's talking about the same incident, or it could just be he's talking about a different girl.
I have a question about Dracula. So if you look at that apartment he's living at, it's so damn nice.
It's really nice.
And then the other guy, the first love guy, he is working part-time at like a coffee shop. So
that's why I'm saying it's his little brother.
Is he paying the full rent on that place?
Probably.
I think he's
probably
a team lead
he's
for
team
a writing company.
I mean, he's like an executive basically, right?
God damn, I wanna be that now. I'm clearly in the wrong profession. That apartment was nice.
It was nice.
Apparently he's driving a nice car that the younger brother wants to drive.
Yeah, it's like he's
stuff.
In the one level and then upper level is a startup, good boy, like on the same apartment.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess they make a lot of money. I don't know. We'll see.
What about Doom's apartment? I don't like it. It looks cold.
Yeah, it looks very cold.
I want that.
Yeah.
I want Doom's apartment.
That's a lot of open space too.
It's a cave.
It's a lot of stone.
It's good.
It's very cold.
I like it.
Cold vibes.
Your back's going to hurt if you sleep on it.
Well, he doesn't sleep apparently until he does. This whole thing is so weird. I just don't understand her. Like, I'm gonna love him, but then I hate him. And I was like, well, if you love him, you're not gonna want him to die. Like, that doesn't make any sense, girl. Like, you gotta think this one through a little bit more.
Also, I think she is also very optimistic in general as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, we see her backstory. She has a very tragic backstory. Yeah. Like, her parents died, and all of her family didn't want to adopt her.
Except
for that one aunt. And we see, like, they have a continuing, ongoing relationship,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in speaking of family, too, the brother, at the end of episode 4, finds out that she actually has a disease. And so, you got the crying face, right?
I have a thing about that. So, remember in Navalera when we kept saying, like, how are you going to tell this old man that he has Alzheimer's and then not tell anyone in the family?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this doctor who's like, oh, you're that girl's younger brother, right? Come here. Let me tell you her medical diagnosis.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Like, is that okay?
I think that's... I don't know if that's legal, actually.
I don't think... I think if it's the doctor's like...
Yeah, right?
He's like,
yeah.
I need to take it upon myself to do her a favor and tell someone that she didn't give consent to. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
I don't know if you're actually technically allowed to do that.
Yeah. But I have to say, that guy had the ugliest crying face. I mean, it's horrible. It's sad, right?
Yeah.
But that face is so funny.
To be fair, I think he's part of like a boy group, right? So I think this is one of his new roles. So they were you need to cry. Idol. And he was like, I fucking got you.
Took a hammer to his foot. And he's like,
yeah, but that was a good scene, like, I guess leading up to that, Bubblegum was trying to fall for Doom, so she was doing, like, a bunch of, like, very stereotypical, like, dream moments where, like, she would potentially fall for him. And I was gonna ask you guys, like, for you guys, which of those scenarios do you think you would have the most success with?
There was the one in the car, right?
The reverse driving.
There was
the
reverse driving. There was
a ticket.
There was the first one was a...
Yeah, college guy, the college
Church
like, nerdy guy.
Church Opa vibes with the coffee. Vibes.
Oh, Church Opa vibe had Terry written on it.
Oh, yeah. That's.
And then the last one was at the school, someone throws a ball over and he blocks it for her.
The school one where they're wearing school uniforms. Mm. That's someone, like, one on the Vicky comment said.
Yeah, he did that.
It's a it's a role. Yeah. Was it Extraordinary You or something?
I thought he did it in Reply.
Oh.
Maybe it was Reply. Yeah. But someone said, this is from the whatever.
Yeah, I think Andy would have success with the school.
Reverse.
Oh, you think reverse?
The reverse one?
What do you think,
I'm the cool guy?
Yeah.
With the slick back hair.
Is that me?
It's your initial D. Like.
That's true. Brandon has good reflexes. He would for sure catch that ball.
Oh, but,
you know?
Ball. That's true.
But he would do it like... Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
like 18 again. Vibes, like.
Okay, I'll take the car. Terry will take the church opa, and then Brandon will take the.
Brandon would hit like.
I'll take that ball and kick it over.
He would like grab, and the ball would break. That's just like.
No woman.
Anyways,
would fall.
What we're talking about.
Yeah. No woman.
We end the episode with the Doom gets attacked by that the patient guy.
Yes, mm-hmm. The jail guy. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty intense scene, I was going to say.
It was.
Another Vicky comment that was funny when it was in the courtroom. And you know the whole thing is about how Doom wants to get like revenge or makes this guy suffer.
Yeah.
And then one of the comments was like, can you imagine Doom and Vincenzo in the same drama? Like, who can out-revenge the other person?
That's true. That'd be interesting. But yeah, that scene where like the... jail person or the crazy criminal person tries to like stab Doom, and then obviously Bubblegum runs in front of him. I was like, oh, she's gonna get stabbed. But I'm glad they didn't do that, because I thought, you know, it was gonna be a lot more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was
and
good.
He's like, don't look.
Yeah, he's like, you don't want to see this.
It's very interesting why Doom doesn't like this guy a lot, because Doom is just, he's Doom. Mm-hmm. And this guy went on a killing spree, or like a maniac stabbing spree kind of a thing. So I guess he just wants to make this guy suffer.
Well, he was like, my job is Doom, and I don't like it when other people take it away from me. So you're causing destruction, which is my job. So therefore, I'm going to make you suffer because you want to be like me, right? Mm. So I hear voices, so I'm going to make you hear those voices too. And so I think that's his little issue with that guy. That's why he stopped letting, like, he was like, I'm not going to let you die because I want you to live and suffer.
Which is why I'm kind of surprised that Doom actually killed him at the end.
Yeah, he was like, all right, I'm
whatever, I'm fucking, you try to stab, you stab,
I'm over
try
it.
To stab this girl right in front of me, I'm just going to kill you, whatever. And he kills in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay. Cool.
But in a way where it wasn't like he was killing him, like his neck was just ripping open, I guess. Yeah.
Do you know when he like makes him stab himself or kill himself, and then the blood beautifully gets put on his face?
Oh, yeah. I was like,
beautifully.
That's fake.
Okay,
how do you think they filmed that? Like, you know, it's like close up and then someone is like, You know, just
throws water in her face.
Because I've seen a lot of like behind the scenes on horror movies. That is exactly how it is. Someone like lays on the ground and then just will just squirt. Do a squirt every time they do like a hit.
That's funny.
Speaking of like that splatter, Doom's hair. I can't
love it.
I can't figure it out.
It's dark.
It's
green.
Like silver in the sun, and in the dark, it's like greenish, but not like a ugly green.
It's not like algae,
green.
But like yeah.
Dude, I'll all right. Like so a, I'll go for that. You go for V.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
Actually, I think Andy can if he colors it right now. He's probably the closest to Doom right now.
Because I do have middle part. Brandon has a middle part right now too.
Don't use my hair. Don't use his hair. This is ridiculous.
No, I think that color wouldn't suit Andy's skin tone. I think, Terry, you have the best skin tone for that color.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So kind. Okay.
All right. So our 1 year is coming up. I think we all have to do new K-pop, K-drama hairstyles.
I actually dyed my hair, and I showed the person I dyed my hair a picture of Heart Surgeon from Hospital Playlist, and I was like, I want this red hair. And he was like, all right. So I already have mine down. The three of you guys need it.
Wait, you're doing that for sure?
No, I already did it. You can't really tell on the camera, but because
you know, Heart Surgeon, when he's not filming Hospital Playlist, he has like a reddish hair.
Yeah, Kyungho. Mm-hmm.
And she liked that color.
I really liked it. So I literally showed them a picture.
So your K-drama person is Heart Surgeon from Hospital
Playlist.
Heart
Surgeon, not in the Hospital Playlist, just normal day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do it.
1 year, we should
change our hairs. Let's do it.
Let's do it. No one's gonna see, but we'll tell everyone we did it.
So just, I don't know like what to really predict here. I don't really have nothing to really guess. It's just a really beautiful drama to watch.
Yeah,
I guess
that's true. It's a lot of beautiful scenes. Like there was scenes where, you know, Doom was like, "This is my world," and all the flowers were crumbling, and then Bubblegum's like walks towards him, and everything blossoms again. I was like, "Oh, so pretty, so cute."
I just want her to be happy. She sounds so.
I want her to live a good life.
So she's obviously gonna live, right? She's not gonna die.
I think she's gonna live.
You think
I don't
so?
Think she's gonna die.
I don't know how she's gonna.
So she has to die as part of the contract.
Yeah, as part of the contract. There's no way for her not to die.
I don't know. She can miraculously get cured. God is right there, so God can just cure her.
Dude, God is sick.
God is dying.
God is dying. God. What happens if God takes over her body because God enters the body of girls, right? Sick girls.
Oh, yeah. Then she's going to get even more sick.
So what happens if she becomes God?
But
like still God? Sick.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think she'll die though because like in Goblin, she took the sword out.
She died in Goblin.
She died, but then the original contract was she was supposed to take the sword out and then he dies, but then he came back, of course, which still I don't think that made sense that he came back and then she died, but yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah, well, I think she will die. Yeah, there'll probably be like some kind of twist at the end to make you feel hopeful, but I don't think she'll live. Like,
what do you think about the production value, Andy?
I think it's okay. I actually think Youth of May is better.
Really?
Youth of May is done really well. It's very pretty. The costumes are very pretty.
That's true.
And then like all the colors are very vibrant, bright. The lighting is amazing in Youth of May. Doom is still pretty good though. I think Youth of May is better though.
I think since you like Doom and Terry, or sorry, I think you because you like Youth.
Yeah.
And Terry likes Doom. You guys should swap the review.
We probably
section.
Will swap. Yeah.
Right?
Sounds good.
It would suck for you guys to keep reviewing dramas you don't
I actually don't like Doom that much. I like Youth of May a lot more.
Right. Okay, Next week, let's swap that. All right. I mean, I think that's it
for
Doom. I think we got to get to rankings.
Ooh. All right. What's the ranking right now? Give us a list.
All right. So the ranking is 1, Navalera, best show.
Nice.
2, Vincenzo. 3, Mr. Queen. 4, True Beauty. 5, Uncanny Counter.
Wow, that's a small list.
It's a weak list.
Terry, go first. Just
put it right above Uncanny. I like this not as much as True Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mouse had a good start. I do have to give credit for like the first like 5-6 episodes. It was like solid.
Yeah.
It was super fun. All these fun theories and all these things.
Yeah.
Filler was so long and so weak, and they didn't have to do all that extra like adding characters and like adding other plot lines is all useless. Ending was fine. I mean, they just wrapped it up. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it as anything like crazy. Basically just
more than that.
Jenny's right about everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess I just like this more than Uncanny because I'm right about everything.
Yeah.
I think Uncanny, the pros were definitely like really good fight scenes.
But then it got weird at the end.
Yeah,
like definitely got weird.
Second kind half. Of just got yeah. ongoing, just like too much, and like there was nothing to wrap up. You know, mm-hmm. like Mouse, at least there were like unanswered questions that we wanted an ending for. Mm-hmm. I feel like Uncanny was just like, okay, it's still going, it's still going. They're beating demons. All right, they're continuing, and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
So I would put it. So the reason why I would rank Mouse where I think it should go is, I think it should get A for effort. Mm-hmm. They definitely tried. And I think I appreciate them trying to go above and beyond. They didn't deliver on the and beyond, mm-hmm. but at least they tried to give us something good versus something very superficial or kind of just whatever and a basic ending. Mm-hmm. So I would actually put it above True Beauty. Just because really? The ending of True Beauty to me kind of was a stinker.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And True Beauty but, ending is trash.
Yeah, I can live with below True Beauty above Uncanny.
I think I still enjoyed watching True Beauty more. Like, I looked forward to watch True Beauty pretty much every week. True Beauty was
fun. Like, Jamon?
Yeah. There wasn't Yeah, like True Beauty never got boring, but Mouse got boring in the middle. So I felt like a chore to watch
sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, if I had to rewatch, like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, if I had to rewatch something, like, I'd for sure just watch True Beauty for, like, the jokes or something. Just all the, like, fun skits. Rather, mm-hmm.
That's a really good way to think about it, Terry.
Because I would not watch Mouse again re-watch? Unless
I would not recommend Mouse to anyone.
Yeah, that's
the only way you rewatch Mouse is if it's with us two and we're just drinking to watch it for fun
for mooch.
Yeah, like if we just watch a compilation of the best mooch scenes, I think we could do it. But outside of that, I would not.
The mooch fan cam video. Be on the lookout for that. All right, so let's put it right below True Beauty, above Uncanny. So that'll take the number 5 spot.
Yeah. Nice. Wow, that's the Mouse ranking. All right. Good finale. Mm.
I think it deserves a clap for that fucking drama.
That was long, 20 episodes. Oh my gosh.
We need to do the ending of Mouse, like right here. We need to insert it.
I really like that song. All right. Well, so that's the ranking. Next week, we will watch Youth of May, episodes 7 and 8, Doom at Your Service, 5 and 6. And then Terry already finished Move to Heaven. Mm-hmm. Move to Heaven? Move to Your Heaven?
Move to Heaven. Mm-hmm.
And we've been wanting to watch it.
I watched the first episode only.
I think all the episodes are out. So we decided to review and rank it. So mm-hmm. we will watch the first 5 episodes.
Yep.
And we'll review that next week. And then we'll review the final 5 episodes the following week.
Yeah, sounds good.
So a lot of homework. All right. Yeah. Socials?
Yep. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok as well, at Pocho Playlist. And check out our Ko-Fi and Patreon for any donations. And please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoy listening to us, please.
All right. Andy, sign us out.
This is the Pocho Playlist, and we're out.